Alrighty, we'll keep going here with our post-race media availabilities for the House.com 300 here at Chicagoland Speedway. We're now joined by our regular season NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, Elliott Sadler, driver of the number one main financial Chevrolet. Elliott, can you just talk about, you know, what it means to be our regular season champion here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series?
Well, it's definitely very humbling to me, guys, to be the first ever regular season champion for the Xfinity Series. Means a lot to me and my family. You know, we were able to win the very first ever Xfinity playoff race last year in Kentucky, and then the first one again to be the regular season champion. We're the first person to ever be in a Xfinity Series playoff and make the chase in the Cup Series. And it's a lot of firsts in my career that I'm very proud of. Being such a small town boy from Southern Virginia, it means a lot to me. And wish I could take all the credit, but I can't. My team gives me really good race cars week in and week out, and very consistent to where we can come compete every single week. And it means the world to me to be able to drive their cars, and it means the world to me to be the regular season champion. And that just gives us some incentive to try to get both trophies this year when we get to Homestead.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open it up for some questions for Elliott. If you have one, just raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start in Kelly in the back.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Elliott, you've been in this position before last year, for instance. What will make the difference this year? What will make this year the year that you can go to Homestead and leave with the trophy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I felt like last year my team was primed and ready to go, and then we lost our crew chief for Homestead. And, you know, Kevin was not able to be there with us, and that made it a lot harder to try to be as competitive when he and I worked together every single race last year. So I think the difference is to make sure we get through the playoffs, no mistakes, you know, no issues, and Kevin and I can go into Homestead together, and I feel like we can give anybody a run for their money. So we've been very consistent the last 2 months on ovals. Been very happy with our program. I think it showed today with Justin and I running the top five, six all day long, showing the speeds that we have in our cars. And you know, hopefully we'll be there when the time comes.
Bob, go ahead.
Chris, ESPN. Two questions. The first, what will you need to do in this championship run compared to the others where you've been close?
Yeah. Man, it's so different how I've lost each one with the total points, you know, to Ricky both times. And then last year we would have won the total points by a lot. And we led pretty much the entire season last year. Just we got beat in one race by a better, you know, by a better car that night. So to me and Kevin and my guys, our main focus has been everything we need to do and everything we need to know and to have and to learn, that it's all about Homestead, 100%. Everything comes down to that one race, and hopefully we're learning as much as we can each and every week, so when we get to Homestead, we know exactly what we need to have in the car driving-wise to contend for a championship. I wish I could sit here and say, you know, A, B, or C, but you just don't know till you jump those hurdles in each and every race that you go through.
And then on that final restart, could you tell where Jones went? Were you like, they better black flag him? Were you like, did he violate a rule? What was going through your head from what you saw?
So the last restart, Justin did a great job on the start and got a good jump. And I learned a lesson today to help me for the playoffs with that. But I just looked, and Eric wasn't even nowhere near me. He was trying to lay back, and he was running 20 miles faster. But my spotter, when we got to start-finish line, I looked. He said, well, they're going to black flag to 20 because he pulled way out way early. So I didn't say anything. I didn't have to. My spotter saw it, and I figured if he saw it from way up top, then NASCAR saw it. So it'd been a lot easier if he'd have pushed me. He's probably fast enough to pass both of us. But anyway, that kind of hurt us a little bit on momentum-wise. But when you're a Cup driver running the Xfinity Series, you have absolutely nothing to lose. So you can do all those things, and at the end of the day, who cares if they catch you? It doesn't matter. You know, he's not racing for points.
We'll go to Jerry, then back to Kelly.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. You talked about talking with your team and your crew. Have you at any point so far thought this is the year that I can get there and win this championship? Has that crossed your mind?
Yeah, I thought that last year, too. I thought last year was by far my best shot to win a championship, and it was until Kevin wasn't with us at Homestead. I'm sitting here telling you now, I feel like Junior Motorsports has absolutely the best chance to win this championship between Justin, myself, and William. Justin was really fast at Homestead last year. William won the truck race there, and we finished like third, I think. So I feel like between our teammates is going to be a good battle, but I feel like I'm in the same position I'm in last year. My team is strong enough to put me in position to win the race that I need to win this championship. I just got to follow through it and make it happen.
We'll go to Kelly and then over here to Chris.
Elliot, do you need to win the championship? I mean, you rattled off before things that you've accomplished in your career. You've won races everywhere. Do you feel like you need to win this championship?
That's a really good question on the word need. I want to worse than anything. I want to hand my trophy to my parents. That's what I want to do. You know, you don't realize until you get older how much your parents sacrificed when you were a kid to make sure you had good equipment, whether it was in go-karts or late models or maybe investing money in your career when you first started Xfinity racing or Busch racing back then. So, you know, my mom and dad have been supportive of me, and they're huge race fans of the sport. And I think a little part of me would always be empty if I have to walk away from the sport without a championship. Yes, I think I would like to have that to fulfill, you know, my dreams and my wishes of the hard work I've put into the sport. So, yes, you can pretty much say I need to win a championship before I retire to feel like I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish as a person, as a dad, as a father, and as a race car driver.
We'll go over here to Chris.
Chris Knight at Trends.com. Elliot, next week at Kentucky Speedway is the final standalone race of the season. How crazy can we expect that race to get, knowing there won't be a whole lot of Cup invaders in that race? Can we, you know, remember how crazy it was last year there?
Yeah, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. What we learned last year, the first race in each round was crazy. Everybody was kind of not giving and taking and taking advantage of each other and wrecking a lot of cars trying to get that best first step in play. Last year, we were very fortunate to win Kentucky, which means the next two races we could kind of cruise and get ready for the second round. Kentucky's a big race for us. It's a night race, slick racetrack, new pavement, nighttime, a lot of grip. It's going to be fast. And I think people are going to be trying to make their way in pretty quick and be hard-nosed drivers. And I think you're going to see a lot of wrecks at Kentucky next week. I think it's going to be the same thing we saw last year where people being very aggressive and feel like, you know, sometimes people don't understand it's three races in each stage and each playoff round and not just one. So I think you're going to see some guys make mistakes next week.
We'll wrap up with Jerry here.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires on that. Beeren, you mentioned your other teammates, and everybody's probably going to ask you at some point, but I'll start now. What if there's three of y'all and somebody else at Homestead? How do you race those guys on going into the final laps?
Well, we're going to race each other hard, just like Justin and I did today. I mean, I pushed him to the lead, which gave him an advantage, and then I just kind of left it between he and I to try to settle it. So he did a better job than I did today and won the race. Our crews still share a ton of notes. I mean, his crew chief was in my truck after practice yesterday. We were sharing everything because the seven maybe didn't feel they were as good as we were yesterday after practice, and we share everything at our team. That's the way Junior Motorsports does business. That's what we believe in. We think the more we help each other, the better we're going to be to get to Homestead, and then may the best man win.
Elliot, thank you for the time today, and congratulations on your regular season championship.